All right, everyone, it's the Grim Lord here, and this is Grimm's Hentai Corner. We are bringing you a special presentation of Nukitashi. Is the island utopia or dystopia? This is becoming an anime. Yes, it's becoming an anime. Google it. You can go on Google right now and look Nukitashi anime. Boom, yep, they're working on it. So, you might as well get started with this one, because it's probably going to be a little more X-rated than the anime. I don't know, though. Anime's getting a little raunchy these days, huh? I mean, I can't really speak. I was watching Rurutsuki Doji, which is an amazing anime. Highly recommended for you eroge fans. A little dark, a little crazy, but really fun. Great ending, too. It's like, it feels like the Eva before Eva. Like, the guy that made Eva totally fucking watched Rurutsuki Doji. There's no question in my mind. It's too fucking dead on. But anyway, enough about that. Let's go ahead and get started. Oh, by the way, you can pick this up at Jast USA. I believe Manga Game. Yeah, Manga Gamer has it. And I don't know if it's on Steam, but probably not. You can look, but I don't think so. Anyway, Jast USA has it, and Manga Gamer has it, and I think Kagura might have it. So, like, why do you need to worry about Steam? I know, achievements, right. Okay, anyway, let's go ahead and get started. New game! By the way, this is the improvement patch. We're gonna have to do something about that. Boom! I hold a single vibrator in my hand. Of course, this is no ordinary vibrator. Normally, one would insert this device into the vagina of their lover and gently manipulate it. However, once this particular vibe takes an impact, the special liquid inside, made from the compound D100, will solidify and turn it into steel. More simply put, this is an item with two unique functions. It can be used for manual stimulation, and also as a melee weapon, which means you can beat people in the fucking head with a vibrator. And why not, right? Ah! I brandish the vibrator above my head. Well, this is really good art. The LEDs flickering inside illuminate the arc of my swing in the air. However, a coin soaring through the air easily deflects it. Ugh. I'll give you credit. That is indeed a powerful vibrator, but aiming for my fingers makes it all the more easy to deflect. There's more where that came from. I take a step back like a dick arcing itself just before climax. Well, damn! As I widen the distance between us, I take an oval-like object out of the pouch on my waist. This item is the same shape as that of a certain type of onohole commonly sold on the Japanese mainland. It can be easily used for masturbating, and the interior is well suited for those who enjoy edging and don't like edging. Neither here nor there, but I'm not a fan of that. This item is commonly referred to as an egg. I throw a few of these eggs on the ground. A smoke screen? Nice try. They are literally fighting with sex toys right now. I have no idea what the fuck is going on, but I love it. I might actually check out that anime. A coin shoots at ludicrous speed in the direction of where I had been just a moment ago. Wouldn't that smoke screen have been enough to blind her? Time for a different plan of attack. Taking a plastic item from my pouch, I put a switch on it, and it immediately begins to expand. Forgive me, Miko. Biting my lower lip, I know that I must stave off this feeling of regret in order to win. Whip up all the smoke you like, I can still sense your presence. You're not getting away from me, Senpai. A shadow appears before the shouting woman. She instantly fires off another coin. However, another shadow appears on her left side. As soon as the coin makes impact, another shadow appears on the right side as though creating an afterimage. As the coin pierces the shadow, the sound of compressed air deflating is heard. A glow-up doll! A Dutch wife! Indeed, the plan is to use the successive generations of beloved girlfriends in order to try and close the gap between us. Forgive me! The girlfriends in question, Miko, Shiemi, and Miyuko, lose their form as their lifeblood, or rather, life air, drains out and completely deflates them. I have questions. Still, I'm sure I heard them cheer me on. Go on, Junosuke! You can win! Ah! This is not the time for despair or pity. I pick up the vibrator, gripping it in both hands, and rush forward. Right. Everything's riding on this attack. Yeah, I don't think so. Suddenly that instant. Gah! I take a sharp impact to the jaw. It's strong and powerful, similar in force to a man's penis plowing into a giant pair of buttocks from behind. My god, this writing is amazing. Tis the little counterattack I've been saving for a rainy day. My arm brandishing the vibrator goes limp. I feel overwhelming fatigue spread through my body. Before I know it, I'm lying pathetically on my back. I lost consciousness just for a moment. However, that brief moment was enough of an opening for her. Ah! I can't move! Hee hee, I've finally caught you, senpai. The girl straddles me. The light has gone out of her eyes. She has the hungry gaze of a predator. Finally, at long last, my prayers have been answered. Ugh! Stop! Get off! I try to struggle free, but I'm firmly pinned down. Try all you want. You can't escape. You're now my prisoner. Nothing but a puppet to be manipulated and used. She smiles sweetly and reaches out to me. Ah, at long last, she pulls down my zipper. I can have senpai's cock. I scream for her to stop, but she doesn't. Her cold, soft fingers undo the button of my trousers. I'll never! She reaches for my cock. I'll never have sex with you! My agonized death cry echoes throughout the tropical forest amidst the backdrop of night. Wow. The horny go round and rocket number 69.
お土産などが込 購入できるお店が並んでおりますが、一押しはここ、ローション噴水。
S1 をお姉さんにお願いすれば、無料でまとめ補修をしてくれるんだはめね。
What are you doing with all that fucking lotion?
ですから、ムードたっぷりなおすすめですよ。Oh, man.
Come in style, folks. The Grand Cock Shrine, huh? The health checks, well, that's good. We take our pussy like our fucking sashimi, raw as fuck. Woo! Man, what the hell have I got myself into? Now that the second one's about to come out, we can probably play this for a lot longer if you guys want. Like, I'm interested. Caught my attention. We're gonna make an anime out of this? Are they crazy? Did you not see the West? People are gonna shit their pants. They're gonna shit their pants so hard that the people around them will shit their pants. It's gonna be like a brown noise set off everywhere in the fucking world. Ah, so much sex and debauchery! And just everybody just, it's just like, a huge shitting of the pants, just worldwide. Twitter's just gonna explode, or X, or whatever you want to call it. I don't know, maybe they will explode. It's like, I can't handle it anymore! And then it's like a massive, spontaneous human combustion. Just boom, everybody just explodes. Well, we don't have to worry about them anymore. And the Japanese say, well, this was our plan all along, to make them all spontaneously combust. We realized if we made a game, an anime so vulgar, that they could all just blow up. And there you go. No more people to say shit about anime. No more Taurus, I guess you could say. No more anime Taurus. Fucking things up for everybody else. Nobody that would not last through the first fucking OVA of Urutsuki no Oji. Like, oh my god, this is horrible! Leave! We don't want you. Go somewhere. And quick! The display changes signal in the end of the advertisement. It had to run for, well, it had run for a few minutes. It took about as long to play as the ship did to traverse the distance between the island's port of entry and our final destination. It was appealing for us to give in to endless sexual indulgence. The sound of waves crash around us as the ship cuts through the water. As it decreases its speed, the waves begin to change their shape. We shall be arriving at Seiran Island shortly. We would like to ask passengers of the vehicles to please remain inside of them for now. Cheers of joy can be heard inside the ship. The vibrant energy of this place is already palpable to those of us up on deck, too. The island can't speak, but we can all feel its welcome. And yet... Bro. Yeah. Staring at that big blue island, I mutter to myself. Guess we're back here again. The beginning of a new day is more or less always a pleasant affair. Even being in an unfamiliar room, which I've just moved into, shouldn't make too much of a difference. The vivid morning sunlight filtered through the trees, streams in through the curtains, and I hear the healing chirps of songbirds. Now, you also hear something else. Are those songbirds? Of course, that would only be natural. A sound so pleasant to the ears at this time of morning couldn't come from any other source. Yeah, no doubt about it. This is the beginning of a wonderful day. Undoubtedly, this morning is giving me its blessing for my first day as a transfer student. As I slip my arms into the sleeves of my new school uniform, I find myself feeling a little anxious. My heart is beating fast, most likely out of anticipation for all the new people I'm going to meet. All right, that should do it. I straighten out my uniform and put on my brand new glasses, all dressed and ready to go. Right, now to check on the other one. Walking along the unfamiliar corridor, I stop in front of the door, standing adjacent to the door of my own room. Hey, Ash-chan. I almost said Ash-chan. Hey, Asa-chan. I open the door without waiting and call out to her. Time to wake up. It's morning. What are you grumbling about? You're starting at a new school today. I stand beside the bed and shake her.
Honey, 妹の名前を知っているか?
Bro, do you know what your sister's name is? What's all this about?
妹の名前言ってみろ.
Your little sister's name, just say it. It's Asane.
そう、つまり朝ね.
Right, and I'd rather be assassinated than wake up. Get your ass up!
Nukitashi.
Asa-chan, are you ready yet? Have you brushed your teeth and gotten dressed? More or less. She turns up looking listless. Bro, are we really going to school? What kind of question is that? We don't have much other choice being students and all. Aw, come on, can we not? I'm not seeing any good reasons for me to be going at all. Stop thinking so hard about the reason why. We have to go, simple as that. Why must we go to school? What is studying? What even is humanity? What is death? Perhaps what we are all seeing is just shadows in a cave. My sister is suddenly struggling with a theory of ideas. When she gets like this, she's a real pain in the ass. It's impossible to get her to budge this way. But as her older brother, I need to find some way of getting my lazy, unmotivated sister to come along to school. Oh, looking at you closer, you look great in your new uniform. Wow, I thought it was some other gorgeous woman, but it was Asa-chan all along. What a complete surprise. serious? I'm that pretty? Yeah, it looks great. Plus, it really accentuates how pale and white your arms are. How beautiful. That much? My little sister transferred to a new school, and her brand spanking new uniform can't be this cute? Well, not in that sort of light novel title way or anything, but my sister is incredibly cute. Well, that's just what happens when I put on a uniform, you know. Don't you want to just show off how good you look? I think you should. I think so too. I want to show it off and get complimented. Right, then let's hurry up. I'll get my webcam set up for the live stream and all my followers are gonna go crazy. That's not what I meant. I should give them a flash of my midriff here and there. It's gonna be so awesome watching the chat go crazy. You do that and I'll disown you. Send me a donation. Who would ever give you money? My sister can be so stupid, she probably would actually do that. Scary thought. Despite being a fool, she's really good at handling electronics. Don't do anything dangerous like baiting a bunch of otaku, okay? I don't want to go to school, don't you get it, bro? She crouches on the ground and points to the door. This island's totally crazy. Well, I guess I can't argue with that. I've tried as hard as possible to keep the thought out of my mind. The thought of what's waiting for us the moment we step outside. Maybe Asa-chan's right. Wouldn't it be safer for us to just stay inside and lay low? Right. That'd be best. Let's do that. I guess it's better safe than sorry. I'll stay at home for today and... I suddenly come to my senses. Excuse me. Pardon. I can feel the piercing gazes of our dearly departed parents from a photo in the entryway. Father, mother, forgive me. I swore on your graves that I would properly raise my hopeless little sister. That's enough. Let's go. You keep throwing a tantrum and I'll carry you there. No, I don't wanna. It's really hot today. I shield my eyes with my hand and gaze up at the sun, which is already hanging quite high in the sky. It's only the beginning of May, but the sun already feels hot enough to burn my arms. Only a couple days ago, we were both in Tokyo and dressed for colder weather. Gotta love tropical islands. Looks like it'll be even hotter once August comes. Then there's probably going to be a lot of typhoons. That's really going to suck. Asa-chan takes a pamphlet she got on board the ship out of her bag and skims through it. Let's see, does the road to school meet with this one? Shame that you refuse to acknowledge your own sister's innate navigational capabilities, but anyway, going that way is the shortest route, so just shut up and listen to me, you dumbass virgin. Right, give me that pamphlet. I'll find the route myself. Let me do it. You don't even know where you're going with your crappy sense of direction. Don't be ridiculous. I can at least read a map. Right, let's see here. On the first page of the map is a general outline of the entire island, and the second page has road details on it. The island has a distinct, unusual shape when viewed from above. An aerial view shows a heart-shaped bank running around the outside of the island we're standing on. The airport and island entry inspection is on this shore, making the rest act as a natural fortress. Evidently, it was viewed as some kind of defense line or something during the war. Oh, the coral reef sticks out above sea level on this shore. Barrier Reef, huh? Well, I guess they do call this island Japan's Bora Bora. Tourist cottages standing above water line the bay, and the beautiful blue sea is surrounded by a barrier reef. It's usually called something like the Alluring Sea. It looks crystal clear, likely owing to the coral reef growing in the shallows. The contrast between the light blue water of the shallows and the deep blue perimeter where the island's boundaries form undoubtedly aided in giving the island its fitting name of Seiren, Indigo Blue Island. To think I lived here way back when, huh? Makes me feel kind of weird relearning all this stuff in this pamphlet. Asa-chan peers over my shoulder in order to read the... in order to read the pamphlet herself. Yeah, looks like the population here is about 15,000 people. Were there that many when we used to live here? No, it's been gradually growing over the years. Not really surprising considering what a hot topic the island is these days. For some time now in Japan, there's been much commotion made about the declining population. Even now, things haven't changed much. With people increasingly moving out of the main city centers and into surrounding suburbs, things are reaching critical mass. But Seiren Island has proved an exception. Its population has not decreased, but rather has been continually increasing. Of course, there is a good reason for that. Okay, so we can take a shortcut. If we take the turn here and go straight ahead... bro, not that way. You're heading right for the... I turn the corner and my words die in my throat. While it's not yet summer break, the largest island on the beach is absolutely packed with people. And all of those people are naked. Whoa! Ah, no, I can't take it! Ah, your cock's hitting my cervix! Cervix? Your cock's hitting my cervix! It's knocking on the door to my baby room! Moaning voices and the frenetic, ever-present sounds of flesh hitting against flesh assail my ears. Ah, no, no, your arching dick that's trying, that's dying, not trying. Your arching dick that's dying to come is hitting me right where it feels good. Pound me harder, jackhammer that pussy 16 times per second. Everyone's fucking each other in a mad frenzy. A banner flutters innocently in the sea breeze. Its slogan reads, "Come to sexy Sayran Island." So this is the infamous nudist beach? Yeah. The reason for the population not declining here is really quite simple. It's all owed to perverted sex being perfectly acceptable on this island. My name is Tachibana Junisu. Tachibana! We've heard that name before. Tachibana Junosuke. I transferred here from Tokyo. I used to live on this island a long time ago, but I was young then, so I don't remember any of it. So basically, I'm as good as a newcomer to Sayran Island. My hobbies include computing, making things, and bodybuilding. Bodybuilding. Nice to meet you. As I bow my head, the classroom breaks out into rousing applause. Alright, settle down everyone, settle down. The classroom teacher seems unfazed. Perhaps transfer students aren't all that rare here. Right, Tachibana-kun, you'll be in that seat over there. There's a complete set of textbooks on your desk. Now let's begin class for today. The first period begins in silence. It looks anticlimactically quiet and serious. The teacher follows the textbook, and the students silently take notes. Is everybody here super diligent? They seem to be taking things much more seriously than my school back in Tokyo. Let's see, what page are we at now? Page 42. Huh? Oh, thanks. A taciturn-looking student next to me answers in a solid voice. Don't worry about him, that's just the way he always is. The classical lit readings are that huge compendium in those printouts, so you should be okay. Hehe, nice to meet you, Tachibana-kun. Yeah, likewise. Now this is a center of learning. It's nothing like the nudist beach, perfectly normal. My little sister should be able to get a proper education here too. A little while later, first period draws to a close. Hey, Tachibana-kun, what do you think about transferring here? A moment later, my desk is surrounded. Yeah, have you got any problems? We'll be happy to help. Ha ha ha, come on everyone, can't you see Tachibana's uncomfortable? Give him some breathing room so he can get used to his new school. One after another in steady fashion, each of my classmates comes to my desk. Ooh, excuse me. Ooh. They didn't have time to make introductions to me, so I guess this is making up for that. I suppose being a transfer student would also account for all the commotion they're stirring up around me. I see everyone else has finished introducing themselves. Pleasure to meet you, Tachibana-kun. My name is Hanamaru Ran, and I'm the class representative. Yeah, pleasure to meet you too. Manase-sensei asked me to look after you, so if you have any issues, please don't hesitate to ask. She's dressed like a complete whore, but she seems surprisingly nice. Yeah, this isn't so bad. I might just be able to live a normal student life here. Morning classes are now over. It was an uneventful morning, 5-minute breaks and all, right to the end. From here on out, we get a longer break for lunch. Huh? Looks like no one's come back yet. We changed classrooms for the fourth period, but not a single classmate has returned. Funny that. I could have sworn we all left the other classroom together. Well, whatever. Time to grab something to eat. I'm pretty sure they'd have a cafeteria here at Minutsuki Academy. I didn't bring my own lunch, so I'll need to buy something there. With that thought on my mind, I turned to leave the classroom. No, there's too much cum. My baby making factory is full of special order semen and I can't take any more orders. And when I step out into the corridor, what do I see but all the students fucking themselves silly. Whoa, then let me be the backup baby factory. Let's combine your superior cock ingredients in my pussy factory and fuck our brains out. Some are getting fucked from behind with their hands up against the wall while others are thrusting themselves into various orifices. How can they make an anime out of this? This is a hentai. I mean, an hentai with a capital H. Your ecstatic face as I suck your cock is adorable. I'm gonna make you lose your mind as you come. They're in delirium, completely engrossed in their unbridled actions. They ejaculate an orgasm over and over as though it's perfectly normal. It's an outrageous spectacle, one that juxtaposes starkly with the classroom situation from earlier. I reflexively shut the door, then I timidly reopened the door. I love having a cock rammed up my asshole. My ass is your cock holster. My ass is your cock holster. My god. That was the cheery girl who greeted me earlier. Just how capacious can you get to take this massive crock? I almost said crock. This is homegrown ass for my cock. I'm gonna impregnate your asshole. That's the guy who's a bit of a class leader. I can't take it. My cock tray's about to depart. I'll meet you at H-Bitch Station. That from the usually eloquent giant sportsman. More! God! Shoot from the corner, fuck me raw, and score a hat trick in my premier pussy. The Lord was not pleased this evening. That from the girl with the cheeky smile. How am I gonna score a hat trick with only two balls? Get pregnant, bitch! That from the friendly taciturn guy. All of them are engaging in wild, perverted sex. What's the matter? Yeah! Goodness, there's no need for you to scream so loud. Hold on a second. An expressionless Hanamaru abruptly reaches down to her crotch. She pulls up her skirt and pokes her ass out at a male classmate behind her. The big fat glands of your cock is inside me. Sorry, Tachibana-kun, you'll have to talk to me while he's going all out. No, it's fine. I should be sorry myself. Don't be. I'm the class rep after all, so is there something troubling you? No? But something might be troubling you! I was just trying to find the school cafeteria is all. In that case, you're hitting my back wall so hard. It's pussy-zition near the first floor ejaculator. What in the hell? Right, thanks, I think. As I step back into the corridor, everyone turns their gaze to me simultaneously. Numerous eyes look at me expectantly. A sudden feeling of grave danger spreads through me. I turn around and immediately take off running. What the fuck was that? I tear down the corridor away from all the moans and shouts behind me. Rounding the corner, I find a large janitor's storage room. Without a moment's thought, I immediately burst inside. Shutting the door, I start taking deep breaths. So even the school is like this? When the population here was declining, so too did employment. There was a greater drop in population soon after. Public organizations and recreational facilities failed to attract people, and with virtually no tourist attractions, nothing worked for Sayran Island. A fighter plane of some sort with the same name as the island had been found in a cave a few decades ago, but they couldn't milk the interest in that for very long. And then someone came along and said it. Hey, let's stimulate the island economy through fucking! After that, some big shot adult greenlighted it too. Yep, an actual adult thought that guy might be onto something. On Sayran Island, perverted sex should be permissible by law, he said. With those seemingly offhand words, that law came into existence. A special law to revitalize the island, commonly referred to as the Perverted Law. The ban on sex in public places was lifted as a means recommended to revitalize the island. The law applied to the entire island, and the school I'm attending now, Minatsuki Academy, falls under that as well. You'd think they'd at least make an exception for the school. Guess not. Guess not what? Whoa! Who are you? I'm your classmate, don't you remember, Tachibana-kun? Yeah, I remember. She's the plain-looking timid girl who introduced herself earlier, isn't she? But why is she in here? Could it be? Why are you in a janitor's storage? I'm on cleaning duty. Huh? Cleaning duty? I wonder if she's trying to escape just like me. If that's the case... Oh no, that's not the right way to say it. I'm the cleaning implement. Please explain? Oh right, they wouldn't have a job like that on the mainland. The school has a number of committees, and I'm a member of the beautification committee. They had a beautification committee at my last school, you know. Look, do you see that little hole in this locker? Yeah. Cocks come in from that hole. Say what? And there's already one poking out of there all slimy. So when a cock covered in cum and pussy juice comes through here, suck, slurp, suck. It's my job to make it nice and clean. As a member of the beautification committee. You gotta be fucking kidding me. They've got a whole system in place for that? Ah, there it goes. By the way, do you do anything else like cleaning the hallways? Mopping up all the cum and pussy juice stains is the janitor's job. What about planting flowers? My flower is always in bloom, if you know what I mean, hee-hee. Could you not hee-hee me about that? Do you like doing this? Do I? It's such a turn-on to be used as a tool for licking and sucking on a smelly cock as after treatment. Yeah. So even an ordinary school committee isn't safe from the horny virus. I think I'm just gonna not get involved in any clubs or committees here. Sucking cock somehow makes my pussy clean and ready. I can sense some kind of movement. I can't see anything since it's pitch black, but I can tell she's crawling towards me. I can see a glimmer of light in her seductive eyes. Ah, there's still a cock in here I haven't licked yet. Allow me to lick it all clean with my special beautification committee member pussy. This game is 40 hours long, guys. Just point that out. 40 hours long. No thank you. I slam the door to the room shut and run like hell out of there. At practically the exact same instant, the class bell rings out. It's a madhouse. A madhouse. Seriously, what the fuck? That concludes homeroom. Everyone, please be sure to receive or give a good fucking without interruptions on your way home. Oh my god. I'm kind of speechless, guys. Matter of fact, I'm getting in touch with the Maya Chan to let her know she definitely needs to play this one. My goodness, is there anything they're not doing? Is there any fucking they're not doing? How can... Alright, like, I want to have a serious conversation with the Japan. You said specifically, and I read in the article, that you want to make this an anime. And not a hentai, an anime. How? Like, how? This is like having a movie about a guy that's in a truck and getting rid of the truck. He's just walking. It's like, man, I remember this movie. Like, I remember the book. He had a truck. And this one, he's just walking everywhere. I mean, it's really different. The truck was like the big part of the movie, and the truck broke down. That was part of the movie. And there's no truck that breaks down. So, I don't know. It's just bizarre. It's like having a cowboy movie without the cowboy. You just have the West. I don't know. Like, how do you do it? It's, I don't know. It doesn't compute. It's a Superman movie without Superman. Well, someone will save us. He'll be here any minute now. Should be a guy, you know, cape and all that. No, not here? Well, I mean, that's literally what I'm getting when I play this game. It's like, how are you going to make this an anime? The whole point of anime is it's not hentai. That's the difference between hentai and anime. Now, if they said, we're going to turn Nukatoshi into a hentai, I'd clap my hands and see, okay, that's great. But this, how are you going to make it an anime? Like, you can't. There's fucking in like 90% of it. In constant fucking. I don't think you can do it. I don't know. It seems like a hell of a job for whoever's going to be doing that. Like, I can just see the animation, like, them sitting down in a meeting. And the guy like, okay, so let me get this straight. You want to animate this novel that's full of sex, but we have to make it so where there's hardly any sex. I mean, I don't know. I want to see how they can do it. This is the same Japanese that brought us Super Mario Bros. 3, so I am still 100% optimistic that they might be able to do it. But at any rate, guys, this is the Grimlord, and I guess we'll see you next time, because I'm pretty sure the minute I put this up, Grim, we want more! I don't even want discipline now, I want more of this. Don't worry, we'll get you discipline as well, but for right now, we're gonna come back with more of this. I'm just gonna bring you more because I know you guys are gonna fucking watch it. I can see the views. I've got my magic crystal ball. The degenerates want more Nukatoshi. I know it. So you're gonna get it. But at any rate, I'm out. See you next time on Grim Sentai Corner with more Nukatoshi. Stay tuned.